I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And spring has sprung. And part of, I don't know about you, Bob, but the conversations I have with people that know we're the Grillin' Guys, everybody gets the itch for a piece of new equipment, right? So they want to know, should it be this, should it be that? And you end up having this conversation about how they think they're going to use it.
And they're great combos.
Right, they are. I love it. And because it keeps me sharp about the products and things that are out in the marketplace.
So here is exactly why we have this next gentleman on.
Right.
Because of that. But here's the best part. They're all American-made, baby.
There we go.
It's one of these great cast iron companies. We've had him on the show a few years back. It's George Boyd from Pink Floyd. No, from Golden's Cast Iron down in Georgia. How are you, George?
I'm doing good, guys. How are y'all today?
Hey, we're good. I was on your website looking at your Kamados, and I love that cart you're making now. And I remember when you first came out with this, I ran into you at one of the national shows. It might have been Atlanta, even. It was the first time you showed, and if that's a tip, but they were so heavy. It's like, yeah, they'd crush the average cart.
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty stout grill, right? So, yeah, the entire rig, the Golden's cast iron cooker itself, which is a 100% cast iron, and the steel cart that we weld together to put it on, comes up to a little over 400 pounds. I mean, so it's like two men standing beside each other. That's how heavy it is. But it's solid and it's built to last. So,
yeah, as I take a look at this thing, even the cart is steel, right?
Yeah. So yeah, the cart is made out of steel, but we pour the cooker itself and the single piece firebox, all that we pour out of a proprietary sort of cast iron. And that's what makes the cooker so very durable and so unique. And so, you know, the thing with Kamado cookers, they started off, of course, in ceramics and in clays. And so now we've got, you know, a wide variety of these ceramic Kamado grills. And they're great cooking machines.
But they crack. But
they deal with fragility, yeah. And so we said that life is fragile. Your cooker shouldn't be. So
there you go.
We came out with this, and it's been a very successful venture for us.
So a couple questions, because I think that our listeners may be thinking about that, is how do you get one here if this thing, what do they weigh? I mean, do they come in different sizes?
They do, yeah. So we've got our standard, which is a 20.5-inch diameter model, so kind of between a large and an extra large for people that are coming from the ceramic world. You've got that, and you can buy that just as the cooker unit itself, or you can buy it on what we call a handle cart with no side shelves, or the full cart that has either stainless steel or Trex side shelves, so you've got that all-weather resistance. That's our main seller, and then we've got a smaller 14-inch cooker that we call the Little Brother. That's a great accessory cooker, or it's great for just, you know, if you're single and want to cook just for yourself or just you and your wife, maybe the 14-inch could be fine for you. I use that most of the time with my standard, and I'll have my proteins going on my Golden's cast iron cooker, the 20.5-inch, and I'll do some sides on the 14.
Do you have dealers in Michigan?
We do. Yeah, we've got dealers, and you can go to our website and see what our network looks like. And we also sell direct to consumers. So we can, if there's not a dealer in your particular area, you can order from us off the website and we'll deliver it to you.
Yeah. So cast iron, the first thing I think of is my cast on my stove. And I cook with it daily. And it takes a little bit of maintenance as a result. Not a lot. And that's why I love cooking with it. But so tell me about this. It's an outdoor cooker. Is it going to turn into a rust ball?
Right, yeah. So what we do is the outside of the cooker is covered with a high-temp powder coating. So you get the weather protection you need there. The inside of the cooker, as soon as you get it, you know, cook something on it. And the fatter whatever you cook, the better. And it's going to wind up seasoning. So, you know, smoke a butt or two on it, and you'll find the inside of it seasons up nicely, and you've got all the protection you need from the elements.
Absolutely.
So,
great.
George, let me ask you. Yeah. So being a Georgia boy, has your barbecue improved since you started making these?
You know, I would say that it has. at least in the quantity of it that I produce.
There you go.
And one look at me, and you know that I'm more a quantity guy than a quality guy, probably. But, but no, it's the best tasting research and development we've ever done at the Foundry. I'll tell you that for sure. Yeah.
So it's Golden's, G-O-L-D-E-N-S, Golden's Cast Iron. And the website is?
It's just that, goldenscastiron.com. Yeah,
so easy.
The company was actually started by two brothers 139 years ago, and their last name was Golden. So we've been Golden's Foundry, and now these products are all part of Golden's Cast Iron.
And I notice you're making weights for bodybuilding. You're making what do they call them? Kettle weights and
kettlebells and dumbbells. Yeah, we want to meet people where they are, and we figure that the three things they need to do, they need to spend some time working. They need to spend some time eating and replenishing themselves, and they need to spend some time resting. So during COVID, we came out with the weights, the fitness equipment, so that they can work out, and you got the cookers so you can grill out, and then we sell our syrup kettle fire pits that are based on parts we made 100 years ago.
That is cool.
So you can chill out, yeah. And I'll tell you something else that we brought out that's been really exciting. A lot of the folks, you know, because ceramic cookers have been around for so long, they're like, oh, I've already got my 18-inch. My large whatever,
right.
Fill in the blank. And I'd love to have some American-made cast iron with it. So we brought out 18-inch cast iron grates, and those have been very popular. They fit all the favorite names that you would think of in the ceramic world for those 18 inches.
Right.
So even if you're not ready to get a Golden's cast iron cooker, you can still get some Golden's cast iron on your grill.
Absolutely. So are there other products besides the cooker that are in that grilling world? It looks like I'm seeing this 30-gallon wood burning. Is that a fire pit for my house, or what is that?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, 100 years ago, 110 years ago, my great-great-grandfather was making sugarcane mills and syrup kettles. And so, you know, sugarcane farmers throughout the South and into Mexico would grind up their cane through a Golden's cane mill, and they would let the juice flow into a syrup kettle, and they'd put a fire underneath it to boil off the water to get cane syrup or molasses.
Right.
And now we tell people they can put the fire inside it and just sit down beside it and relax.
Yeah.
Wow. That must throw off some nice heat on your feet.
Yeah. It's, you know, that's the nice thing about all this is that the cast iron develops good heat retention properties and emits it at a good constant rate, which is why the cooker, you know, people always ask, oh, it's made out of metal, that must get hot. Your cooking experience on the Golden's cast iron cooker from the outside, because of the thickness of the iron and the air gaps that are built into it, it's basically the same on the outside as you would see with a ceramic, right? It's not going to get any hotter than a ceramic would get. The difference is it's going to emit that heat back into the cooker at a very even rate. So the way it holds the temperature, whether you're talking about the fire pit or the cooker, is just extremely steady, which is what we want.
Well, listen, George, very proud of your success. We're going to keep cheering you on from Michigan. And if I ever get in the car and get down to Georgia again, I'll make sure and look you up.
Well, I'll hold you to that. And we appreciate y'all. And we're just glad to be making stuff in America.
Yeah, well, that's what makes us
Amen
happy about what you're doing. So thank you much. Again,
yeah, thank you all.
Golden's Cast Iron. Check them out online.
All right, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.